Hello and welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are diving deep into the world of interventional cardiology, a field that continues to evolve with cutting-edge technology transforming how we treat heart diseases. To walk us through these innovations, we are joined by Dr. C. Raghu, Clinical Director and Senior Interventional Cardiologist at Yashoda Hospitals, a quaternary care facility leading the way in advanced cardiovascular care. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Raghu, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Lakshmi.
So Dr. Raghu, what are some of the most exciting advancements in interventional cardiology, especially which we have seen in recent years?
I think the first is there is a lot of data to say that we do a much more proper angioplasty with outcomes and measurable outcomes. That is what at Yashoda Hospital we tend to benchmark against the best in the world so that we have a consistent outcomes in our angioplasty. The second advance, what we have done in our angioplasty care at our hospital is the integration of imaging with our angioplasty procedures. So we have the three different imaging tools in the cath lab, and we have non-invasive imaging tools in our radiology department. So we integrate all these tools to give a plan the procedure and give a predictable angioplasty. So what we are doing is not a routine angioplasty, but what we are doing at Yashoda Hospital is what we call as a proactive angioplasty. Proactive angioplasty means we plan the procedure and perform the procedure with a plan in action. So what we do in a typical case would be most of the patients whom we encounter in our practice are all referred patients from other hospitals. So we take up very complex patients. So we get a CT scan done to understand the coronary anatomy. So when we look at the coronary anatomy from the CT scan, we know what is the calcium burden, we know the length of the lesion and all that. With this information in hand, we proceed to perform the coronary angiography that is performed in the cath lab. So first is the CT scan, have a plan, what is it we are going to encounter. So we confirm that imaging or the anatomy on the regular coronary angiography. So then we will say, okay, this patient has been referred, so we need an angioplasty for this patient. So then once we make up the plan of the angioplasty, then what we do is we use extensive use of intravascular imaging. We have three imaging modalities in our hospital. The first is the intravascular ultrasound. The second is the optical coherence tomography or OCT. And then we have the near-infrared spectroscopy or the NIRS. So each of them have got different roles. The IVUS or the IVUS we use in chronic total occlusions. The OCT we use for acute heart attack patients. And the NIRS we use for a prophylactically, like how what is the lipid burden and whether this person has got a vulnerable plaque. So put to the common audience, vulnerable plaque, we assess this patient is going to have a high risk. Acute MI, we know. With the OCT, what is the type of the problem? And with an IVUS, we are going to do for a very complex and chronic disease. So we have these three imaging modalities for a prevention, emergency, and for a chronic case. So all the three imagings supplemented by an intravascular for a CT scan will help us to do a proactive angioplasty. That is what we do at Yashoda.
So these are definitely some fascinating advancements with technology that we have seen. So now, coming to stents, doctor, what are some latest advancements in this area?
I think the stent technology has reached a plateau. Over the last 5 years, the advances in the stent technology are not incremental. There have been some minor cosmetic modification to the stent technology. But instead, what is more important, what has happened is the integration of imaging into the stenting procedure. So that is what is driving to the reduced mortality rate. For example, if we do an imaging with a good stenting, it reduces the mortality from 7% to 3%. So we are reducing the risk of complications by 50% if we do an imaging like what we have discussed just now.
So how do you think the technology of robotics or imaging and even artificial intelligence is helping interventional cardiology?
So the robotic angioplasty, even though it has been touted, it has not picked up across even in our country, is because of the problem that we can do simpler cases. But most of the patients we encounter at a quaternary center like Yashoda are mostly complex cases. They are not simple cases. So as of now, This is a technology work in progress for the robotic cath lab or the robotic angioplasty. Then the second thing what you were asking me is about the role of artificial intelligence. The artificial intelligence is definitely an important thing. So where we use the artificial intelligence is in our imaging chain in the cath lab. What we use, the IVUS machine, which comes with the artificial intelligence algorithm. Similarly, the OCT also comes with an artificial intelligence algorithm. So how does the artificial intelligence algorithm help is, it can pinpoint where the problem is there and it will reconfirm what the thinking of the normal doctor is. So that is the first advantage. The second thing is, because of studying multiple cases in our cath lab, like we use about 150 IVUS every month. So when we do such numbers, these artificial intelligence gets better and better and helps us to estimate the plaque burden, the type of the calcium, all those things. We get a much better understanding with AI compared to the era before the AI. In the last 1 year, both OCT and IVUS at Yashoda Hospitals have been upgraded to an AI technology-based things.
That's really wonderful to know that these technologies are really helping to treat complex cases apart from the normal ones as well. So what would you like to say to patients who are hesitant about interventional cardiology? Because it could be due to fear or it could also be due to lack of awareness.
So first thing is, for any person who is hesitant to get an angioplasty done, he should understand and get assessed whether he requires an angioplasty or not. So whether he needs an angioplasty or not, that is one of the major issues which is the society is encountering, because they are not trusting. So there is a trust deficit. So to overcome that trust deficit, in our algorithm for angioplasty, we have an excellent nuclear medicine department in the hospital. So all our decisions for an angioplasty in the elective setting, we do with three different modalities. One is the thallium, which is a nuclear medicine. We do a PET CT and we do a cardiac MRI. So we use these three non-invasive imaging modalities to assess whether this person is going to require an angioplasty or not. There are a lot of patients whom we reassure them, you don't require an angioplasty. But there are a fraction of them who might require an angioplasty. With this data, we can tell them, look, you are going to have a risk of so-and-so percentage. You are going to have a risk of having a massive heart attack. So to allow them, if we make them understand the risk which they are going to suffer if the procedure is not going to get done, then they will realize the value of the procedure and get it done. And so also the second thing what we do is we incorporate PCI risk scores. So before going into the procedure, we have various risk scores which we incorporate into our practice. So before going to the procedure, we will tell them this procedure entails a risk of 0.5%, 1.0%, 1.5%. So they are know what are the numbers, what they are going to have the risk. And that allows them to be confident. And I can say you with certainty, the risk numbers, what the West has achieved, we already achieved those numbers and we are benchmarked against our peers globally at Yashoda Hospital.
That's really wonderful to know about all the latest advancements which are happening in the field of interventional cardiology, Dr. Raghu. So thank you for sharing your expertise and shedding light on how far interventional cardiology has come. With timely intervention, advanced tools and expert care, heart health outcomes are better than ever. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Yashoda Health Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, share and stay informed. Until next time, take care of your heart and stay connected with Yashoda Health Podcast for more expert insights. Thank you.